You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I started going to church. I like it, but how do I know I'm doing it right? Let's get into it.
USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
I'm here and I'm doing it right.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jed declares that every time he goes into a room, and it gets awkward. I'm going to be honest. They don't let us into the Denny's anymore.
Well.
They just had enough. We are answering a question that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you can write in your own question. This week's question says, I started going to church. I like it. But how do I know I'm doing it right? And Glenn, we assume Jed is already doing it right. For those of us who that doesn't come as naturally to, how do we start off on, especially if it's a new thing? Church can be weird. Yeah. Church is specific. How do we know we're doing it?
Well, I think it's great that you're trying something new and trying something positive. So we want to celebrate that.
Yeah.
We all need to have more of that in our lives, and we want to respect you for that and appreciate you and value you for that. But it's also true that when we were doing new things, it's always a little stressful. It's like the first week on the job, and
yeah,
you don't know how to work the fryer later, and it's beeping, and you don't know why, and you feel like everyone's looking at you and judging you and
yeah,
whatever. But the truth is, you know, in a couple of days, it's you're going to know how to do the fry later and it'll be fine. So it's the same thing. There's an adjustment period, and I think we need to give you permission to feel comfortable with that uncomfortability in that time space to recognize it'll be a little awkward, but that doesn't last for long.
I think that's a really, really good place to start off. And Jed, I don't think we should double back to where Glenn started off of just doing this is a good thing and a good step, right?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime you're doing something new, you're doing something positive, the victory is the fact that you showed up. The victory is the fact that you win. And you went, and we're proud of you. We think it's absolutely amazing. And, you know, one of the things is the first time that we do something, I think most of us kind of give ourselves permission to be like, well, I'm new. I don't know anything. And that makes sense. I think it's easy for us to say, okay, this is my third time here. I should know everything. So then we kind of,
sure.
Which there's no reason to think that, you know, we kind of start to create a little bit of unnecessary stress of expecting that we should have it all figured out. No. The first time you went, the victory was showing up. That actually keeps being true. The showing up is that's the victory. That's the thing to be proud of. Yes, we want to grow. We want to learn. We want to acclimatized to this situation. And this is the thing. You will. You actually will. You will sooner than you think you will. Stressing yourself out actually won't help with that process. I think that's one of the weird things about kind of putting those crazy expectations on ourselves is we feel like that will motivate us to learn this stuff more quickly and to kind of, you know, get where we fit in more quickly. It actually won't. It just stresses you out. It just kind of slows everything down. You're doing a thing that's new, that's positive. That's awesome. We're proud of you. We think it's great. You should be proud of you. You will get better at it, but we really should look at how. And I think that's the key question as we move forward is how do we get better at this new thing without just stressing ourselves out?
I tried to convince my boxing club that the real victory is showing up, and they didn't go for it. So that'll do it. But it is true of this, and we'll look at that idea when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud. There is a fountain filled with blood. We are back to you here on The Bridge Live. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I do feel convicted that the last segment I was talking about, eventually you'll learn how to work the fry later. And when I was briefly a fry cook, I have to say I never fully grasped the art of the fry later.
Yeah, yeah.
I just thought it was weird that this Jiffy Lube had a fry later. Also joining us to finish the show, Jed Brewer.
I hope to one day ascend to the title of Master Fry-Elator.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. We got to get 53 Black Bone Fry-Elating for that. We can answer a question that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, I started going to church. I like it, but how do I know I'm doing it right? And Glenn, that last segment, other than getting into the ins and outs of the fry-elating lifestyle, right. We looked at this idea of just showing up to do something new and positive is good and is a victory in and of itself. But now let's look at the next step of there's something that's new and we want to get more acclimated to it. How do we start doing that specifically with church?
Well, I think part of it is recognizing there are a lot of little rituals to just about anything that you do. And when you grow up in that, you don't question it quite as much and you don't think about it. So several years ago, I went to a ball game with my wife, and there's two guys sitting in front of us from Germany.
Okay.
And they had never seen a baseball game in their entire lives.
Okay.
Just no earthly idea what this was. And most of it seemed psychedelically bizarre to them. Not the sport part, but just all the rituals around it. So, you know, you got the guys dressed up in the Polish sausage and the German sausage, and they're racing and like people cheering. Like, is this part of the game? Is this a score? Who's this? Which is the home team? And it's, you know, and then they get the seventh inning stretch and everyone stands up and sings this weird song. This isn't a national anthem, right?
Because
I don't, you know, and they're very confused about all these things. So I think all these things are weird. They seem weird when the first time you see them because they are, but it's also just one of those things where when you're used to it seems less weird.
That's absolutely right. And Jed, what's that going to give us as we get a little better at all those little quirks?
We'll get more comfortable with it. Glenn's absolutely right. Everything in life has its little rituals. Church has a ton of little rituals.
Yeah.
And every church is a little bit different. And the one that you're going to right now is going to be a little bit different rituals than other churches you might get to. That's fine. You really will get used to it. You know, for the dudes who'd never been to the baseball game before, by the time they went to their fourth or fifth baseball game, it would all seem like old hat.
Yeah.
You know, I'm used to all this. Of course the sausages are racing. That's what they do.
Right.
Of course we're singing about peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I mean, you know, it's a baseball game.
Yeah.
So be patient with yourself. That's really the key thing, is it takes time to acclimate to anything. That's normal. That's okay. No one actually expects you to have all this figured out or to remember when you stand and when you sit. That's okay. You know, we'll make it through. The question that we want to look at, I think, is given that you will get used to all this, and you really will, and you don't need to worry about that, what else is there? Is it something where, well, once I'm used to it, okay, well, now that I'll just maintain that state forever, or is there kind of a next level, kind of a next gear for you to hit?
That is a very important question. We think there is, and that's what we'll look at when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
The works thy hand has made, I see the Loud.
We are back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Look, I put a lot of money down, but I was just sure that that chorizo was definitely going to beat that bratwurst.
Yeah.
Who can't say they've lost the rent payment that very same way?
Yes.
Also joining us to produce the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
The galloping chorizo, that's what they called it.
Yeah.
If you missed the last segment, this show must be even more psychedelic than normal. But don't worry, we were just talking about baseball. See if that helps you put the clues together. We're also answering a question that came to thebridgeloud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I started going to church. I like it, but how do I know I'm doing it right? So, Glenn, and in the same way, you may acclimatize yourself to the sausage race at the Brewers Park there. You will get used to the little things that are uncomfortable about church, like any environment. So once we're in that comfort level, we know how to do this. What do we push through to get more out of it?
Well, I think you'll get more out of it when you put more into it. That's sort of the old saying, you know, that when we have an attitude of just merely kind of showing up and just absorbing what's happening or just being a spectator to what's happening, we can get a certain amount out of that, and it's fine, but it's not quite the same as when we're part of this thing and we're participating in it and helping other people as well. If we have that attitude of, this has given to me and I'm going to give back to it, and in whatever way that is, there's a million different ways to do that. If you're going to an AA thing, you can bring the coffee or whatever it is. If it's a youth ministry thing at church, you're helping set up the meeting beforehand or what have you. There's a million different ways, but it's about recognizing you'll get out more of it from it when you put more into it.
That's a really, really good point. And Jed, the kind of the term that the Bible uses for that, that we would use for that, is putting more into it, is finding a way to serve.
Yeah.
So can we boil down some easy ways that you could do that from the jump?
We sure can. And these apply, again, like Glenn's saying, whether that's talking about a church service that you're part of or an AA meeting, a group therapy session that you attend, you can serve. And there's two kind of big picture ways to serve. One is solving problems. These chairs need to be set up. The coffee needs to be made. Somebody needs to pick up donuts. That is service. And it might not seem like that would lead to you getting more out of this experience, but it really will in a way that's hard to predict. The second kind of service is encouraging other people. Now, that could be, you know, having a good word to say, but it can also literally be, in a sense, the opposite, which is just offering a listening ear. At any of these kind of gatherings, from church to AA to group therapy, there's someone who's had a really hard day, a really hard week, who just need to talk and have somebody else listen, and you can absolutely do that. And here's the really cool thing about serving is you've got what it takes to do that today. You've got what it takes to solve problems and to encourage others starting right now today. You don't have to wait to get a degree or a certificate or a token of participation. You can begin that process today. And just like Glenn is saying, the more that you do that and the sooner that you do that, the more you're going to get out of these experiences in your life and the better they're going to be for you.
That is absolutely right. And we'll be back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Yes.
Bridge Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We're back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Listen, I thought that Polish sausage had Olympic sprinter-like quality
sure.
to them,
yeah.
and I won't be criticized for my belief
sure.
in that Polish sausage.
That does seem fair. Also joining us to produce the show, Jed Brewer.
I don't want to sully, you know, the reputation of sausage racing, but is there a chance that sausage took a dive?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Controversial.
Yeah.
We're really drumming up the Howard Stern-like controversy here on the show today. We're also answering a question that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, I started going to church. I like it, but how do I know I'm doing it right? And if we can put forth another theory,
yeah.
is there a chance that Teresa was on, let's just call it the secret sauce?
The secret sauce!
So, Glenn, as people listen to the show for a while know, our whole day job is this, is taking folks who are getting out of jail, out of addiction, helping them move forward in their life, and we hope a big part of that is going to church, is going on that faith journey. So what do you tell people who are starting on that journey to help them ease through it?
Here's the most important thing for you is to recognize, don't be like those people. Be like you. Those people need you to be you.
Amen.
They need your uniqueness. They need your unique point of view. Be into the music that you're into. If nobody in that place is into that same kind of music, there are people who need to be in that place who are into that kind of music so that you'll be the person they identify with when they come there. It's important for you to recognize that God made you unique, and we celebrate that. Everybody on this show celebrates that.
Absolutely.
The people in your church or your AA group or your youth group or whatever kind of positive thing you want to plug into, they should recognize, no, you do you. You be what you're into. We'll find a way to celebrate that, even if it weirds us out. You know, there's room at the foot of the cross for everybody, and we need all different types to be there.
Yeah, that I think that's absolutely right. I would entirely echo what Glenn said there. The people you're listening to on this show are we often kind of joke of ourselves and our ministry team as being the island of misfit toys. You're listening to the people who church had no idea what to do with. So we kind of had to make our own niche in that, and now we work with a bunch of churches. We have great relationships with churches. But that idea of I need to go in here, and the goal is to just kind of be in here and fit in with the people, it's good to fit in, but you should have a goal. You should, whether that be a church, an AA meeting, a sober recovery meeting, you need to get something out of this. This is for you. This is to help you grow, to help strengthen you. And there's nothing wrong with having that mentality about it. And you, as Glenn's pointing out, you got to put in the work to find, you know, you have to volunteer for something to get something out of it. You might have to ask that person if they want to go get some coffee, if you want to get some good hangout time. But there is something out there, a good church out there, a good group out there that's willing to invest in you as much as you invest in it. And one thing we often tell our people is as much as you think you need churching, the church needs you because you have those unique gifts Glenn's talking about. There's a role for you wherever you end up going. And we'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.